Estes' last day of work will be February 3rd. He took command of the DEEP in 2011 after taking a 3-year leave of absence from a job as a tenured professor at Yale. Now, that leave is up.
I had long told Governor Malloy that, you know, Yale would give me 2 years, maybe 3 if I was lucky, and that I would then have to transition back into my professorial role, and that time has come.
During his tenure, the commissioner says he worked to reduce regulatory burdens on businesses and pursue cheaper and cleaner energy.
And I'm very pleased about the progress we've made on ramping up energy efficiency, on demonstrating that we can buy renewable power in a cost-effective way, and really helping to drive innovation and the deployment of clean energy programs at much greater scale.
One of those clean energy programs is the state's push for more natural gas, which has caught the ire of both environmentalists opposed to fracking and workers in the home oil heating business. Estes says his successor will need to make the state's long-term energy goals a reality.
And I think the remaining challenge is really one of implementation, of actually getting this to move forward on the ground.
As to who will take over his job, Estes says no one has been announced, but he expects it will probably be someone in a senior management position at the DEEP.
I don't name the successor. The governor will do so, and I expect sometime in the next week he will nominate a new commissioner. And I think the odds are good that it'll be someone from within the inner circle of the department now.
Estes will resume his post as director of the Yale Center for Environmental Law and Policy and the Center for Business and Environment. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.